Thursday morning on Fab FM. Good morning to you. Well, Choo Choo's at St. Crispin's. They have the grand opening this Friday. And Katie from Choo Choo's, she's the manager down there. She's dropped by the studio. Hello, Katie.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Before we start talking about what's happening on Friday, let's talk about you. Find out a bit about you. You're originally a Pom.
I am. Don't hold it against me.
No way in the world. You were really keen on coming to Australia because you came out here, as I understand, with your mum on holidays. You were only 14 then.
Yeah.
That must have been, what, a year ago?
about 11 years
11
ago.
11 years ago. Okay, yeah. Just thought I'd get that one in. And of course, you came out here, you stayed at Yorkies.
Yep, sure did.
And then what was it about this area that you immediately fell in love with?
Oh, the same experience that I think everybody has when they first walk into Port Douglas. It's magnificent. It's paradise. Why would you want to be anywhere else?
Yeah, and you were keen to do that. You came back to Port Douglas. You had a look around the place. You fell in love with it. You wanted to live here. You ended up working as a wildlife volunteer for Wildlife Habitat.
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, like I said, I was desperate to get back to Port Douglas, and I was very interested in wildlife. I've been since I was very young. So when I found the volunteering opportunity through CAPTA, I sent them an email and was on a plane a couple of weeks later.
Okay, and you worked there for 3 years?
On and off, yeah.
Now, you wanted to be sponsored, but at that time you couldn't. What happened there?
Yeah, there's a lot of different credentials that you have to meet, and at that point I didn't have relevant qualifications in that area, hence why I then ended up moving more into hospitality.
Okay, so you thought, right, I'm going to go down the hospitality path. This might be a way of getting some sort of sponsorship. Now, you were working over in the yacht club.
Yep, sure was.
Tell us about the yacht club, because we've been over there. We kind of enjoy the yacht club experience, isn't it? It's a bit laid back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's quite similar to St. Crispin's. You've got a beautiful place to sit and enjoy your beers and your lunch or your dinner. Friendly locals, and that's the atmosphere that we're all after, isn't it? That local
Absolutely.
Sort of feel.
No, it is. It's a beautiful feel. And we want to get the locals out. This is important. We
Absolutely.
Get the locals out. Do you find they hold back a bit, the locals?
Oh, I think maybe they get a little bit shy at this time of year. Everybody hides in the aircon. But the beers are cold and the breeze is always fresh down at Choo Choo's.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think I have a theory about the locals. I think that because some people who live very close to a wonderful paradise and something really special, you take it for granted and you say, oh, I'll do that next week. And you don't get around to it. You get involved in your own life. I think that happens. Whereas visitors that come up here, and the times when Marion and I used to come up here before we lived here, we thought it was really special that 10 days we spent or the couple of weeks we spent. We thought it was special. Whereas I think locals get too used to it.
Yeah, quite possibly. I think maybe this rain is shaking everybody up a little bit. Now the sun's shining, everyone's getting out and making the most of this beautiful place that we all live in.
Oh, vitamin D again, eh?
That's
coming
the one.
Out. It's beautiful. Now, are you doing St. Crispin's? Now, tell us about St. Crispin's. This has been a refurb, hasn't it? Just tell us about it. What's happened there?
We've just given her a little a refresher, a total facelift. We've repainted, we've redone our floors. Everything's all nice and fresh. A shiny new pin, as Marion put it.
Yeah. Marion giving you material on
Absolutely.
The sideline. This is fantastic. Okay, so Friday you've got the grand opening. You're open for breakfast on Friday?
Yep, we're open for coffee, breakfast, lunch and tapas. So we're back in all guns blazing.
All right, now tell us about the tapas and the cocktails and all of that sort of stuff. You've got the Spanish tapas, which is really popular these days, isn't it? Tapas,
yeah.
They're the smaller meals.
Yeah. So it's all designed for sharing. So when you get a nice hot afternoon, you just want to come and sip on a cold cocktail. Share some plates with your friends, just enjoy the beautiful view, the sunset over the Mossman Gorge, and just soak it all in.
Well, the sunset session, that starts at 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
And look, describe to people who've never been at St. Crispin's, it's a lovely aspect there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a pretty magical location. So you've got the beautiful view over the water, over the Mossman Ranges. You get to watch all the different wildlife cruising around. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot to spend an afternoon.
Beautiful. And that kicks off at 4:30, the sunset.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as we mentioned, the tapas, that starts at 4:30 and goes through to 8. So that's a fair time.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of time to come down and enjoy. Even if you've got dinner plans for later on, it's nice just to come down and have a drink before you head into town, share a little plate of tapas as an entree, and then we can always call you a bus and get you to your dinner reservation on time.
Yeah. Now, what about the chef? Who's dishing up the tapas? Who's the person really in the kitchen there, you know, sort of creating this stuff?
Oh, it's the man and the legend himself, Mr. Niels Van Uffelen. So he's been our head chef down there for about a year and a half now, and yeah, he's doing a great job.
Now, he said he's brilliant, apparently. That's what he told me.
I'm sure he did. But I can vouch for him as well.
No, but he comes up with some beautiful recipes. And how would you describe the food, the tapas?
I think we're probably going to go for Australian fusion. So it's quite modern. We like to keep a little bit of the more traditional flavour going in there. But what we're really about is showcasing our fresh local produce. So if you see something in season, it's going to be on our menu.
Okay, give us an example of one of the dishes. Just one of them, of what it's like. What's in a dish? Or maybe one of your favourite little tapas dishes there.
The one that I always try and pinch when Niels isn't looking is the arancini. So we fresh make those ones every week. They're always vegan, so accommodate for our friends out there that don't eat meat. So they're like little risotto balls, nice crunchy outside, gooey, cheesy rice inside, and little aioli dipping sauce on the side.
Beautiful.
Very good.
And cocktails too. We can't talk about the price because, no, we can't do that. We don't want to upset anybody.
It's a secret.
But you do have food and the cocktails sort of at great prices, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We try and make it accessible for everybody. We say we just try and keep it simple and just keep it happy, really.
So locals, tourists, everybody invited down.
Absolutely.
It's the grand opening Friday.
Sure is.
Beautiful. Will you have a little ribbon cutting? Will John Morris get his big scissors out?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, well, all right. Now we'll have to get him to do that now. But, yeah, it is the grand opening, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I'm sure I'll see you down there for breakfast bright and early on Friday morning.
Well, I'm on air at that time.
I have to bring you in a takeaway.
No, but there, that's a darn good idea. But we'll be down there for the tapas on Friday night for sure.
Beautiful. I'll save you a spot.
All right. Well, look, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.